Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger, and joining me today is the general manager of KXEO, Mr. Michael Doherty, and I want to say thanks for coming in and chatting it up with us here on Meet the Community.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, this is one of the things that local radio can do. Not everybody has a local radio station, and unfortunately, as we're going to talk about this morning, those numbers continue to dwindle. But the nice thing about a local radio station is you can do shows like this that we do every Saturday morning, Meet the Community, and it's just a nice way to kind of get an idea of what's going on, because there are a lot of things that people just don't have any idea about, and it's not because they're not involved. It's just because life is so busy these days.
Absolutely. For people that don't know you, tell a little bit about yourself and your family and maybe some of the places that they've seen you around town.
Oh, my. Where to start? I am a a Missouri State graduate. At that time, it was Southwest Missouri State, but went to college there. I've been in radio for a number of years, was also the editor of the Monroe County Appeal for 3 years. I worked at MMA doing public information for 3 years. Also did some teaching there. I've taught at Lincoln University in Jefferson City for a year. So I've been around. My wife is Penny, who is and my mother-in-law is Ann Johnson, who actually owns the station. I was working as a webmaster at Missouri Press Association in Columbia. Now it's been 12, 13, 14, wow, time flies, 14 years ago when Ann called and asked me if I would like this position as a general manager, and I didn't hesitate. It's got its challenges, and it always will have, but it's an interesting position, to say the least. As far as being around town, I've been involved in a lot of different things. Rotary here in Mexico. I've been involved with the Historical Society, with the Humane Society, been on the boards there a couple of times, United Way, and haven't been as busy with that lately just because I've been very busy with the radio station. It does take a lot of time, and my wife Penny, who works here, will tell you that it probably takes too much time from both of us, but that's just kind of the situation that we're in as far as where radio is at right now.
Well, let's talk about you being in radio. You've been in radio for quite some time. I think you worked with the Zimmers. People might know your moniker as the Wild Irishman. Talk a little bit about how radio was whenever you first got into it to how it's evolved into what it is today.
You know, I first worked in radio in Rolla with Andy Tutton, who is a name for those people who were in the Columbia market would know. Andy was the morning man at the time in Rolla, and I was hired on there, did some part-time work, and then went to college. I worked there some while I was still in college, worked at the college radio station, then was a part-timer at KTTS in Springfield for about 3 years. And really kind of bit my teeth on not only programming, but also news. It's where I learn news. I've got a minor in journalism. My major is in broadcasting, obviously, which the funny thing is I've got a little bit of a lean toward television, but I don't have the face for TV. So, but, you know, worked my way up I-44. To Waynesville, back into Rolla, and then up 19 Highway, or 63 Highway, I should say, into the Jeff City market, and then Columbia, and was with the Zimmers at KCLR when it first came on the air some 30 years ago, 35 now, and got a very good understanding of music and moving with music, was a music director there most of my time there, and was an enjoyable time, and it was a time when we were what we would call fully staffed. Almost every radio station was quote unquote fully staffed at the time. Even I worked at a station called B98 in Waynesville. And we were morning, midday, and afternoon. And then there was an evening guy, but they didn't have an overnight person, which was kind of rare for that time. I mean, when I first came to Country 96, I was the morning man here in 98, I believe, late 98. I would have been December of 98. And even then, we had, you know, we were quote-unquote fully staffed. We had a sales staff of five, a sales manager along with that. We had a production person. We had a person up front, obviously a traffic person, and then, you know, mornings, midday, afternoon, evening, and overnight. And that's just kind of the way it was. It was kind of the norm for radio back then. And it unfortunately has downsized for a number of reasons over the years, but it looks considerably different in this day and age.
We're going to get into that conversation here in just a little bit about you know, what the future of radio looks like, especially local radio. I think a lot of people are wondering, as we ran the story a couple of weeks ago about Crest Quicks going out of business. We'll talk more about that here in just a little bit. But part of local radio is sports. You know, everybody loves to hear the basketball games and the football games on the radio. They just don't get that hardly anywhere else. You've been involved with Mexico sports for quite some time now. Talk a little bit about your journey there and maybe some of your favorite teams that you've covered over the years.
Wow. That's a tough one. You know, I've been doing Mexico football since the fall of 99. I started in Mexico with Mexico basketball actually in that spring of 99. Like I said, I was hired in December and immediately went into sports broadcasting when I came on board. And the funny thing is, I was hired by Greg Holman, who a lot of people are going to know. And Greg came to me and said, "So what do you want to do? You want to do mornings or you want to do sports, be the news director?" And because I had the news background as well, and I honestly had to think about it a little bit because I'd never done mornings before. I'd always been a midday or an afternoon guy, and I'm a little hyper. I mean, and I used to be even more hyper, particularly in the mornings, and that's kind of where I got the nickname, the Wild Irishman. But so I had to think about it a little bit, and it's one of those things I've always thought, I'm not sure if I made the right decision, but it's been a good decision for me. As far as play-by-play and getting into my favorite teams, you know, there have been some good teams, both in football and basketball here at Mexico High School, but there have been so many memories. You know, you think of the basketball teams of late because we've been pretty good. Under our current head coach, Darren Pappas. And, you know, I mean, we went 27-1.
This year.
This year. And then we had a year two years ago, where we had our only loss was our last game of the year. I mean, that's just crazy when you start to think about it. But some of my favorite memories, just because they were so athletic, was when Diedrich Harrington was here, the Mason twins. Those guys were kind of high flying. Not that we don't have some high flyers now, but it was just because there were so many of them. The Mason twins, probably 6'4", 6'5", very athletic. The ball was being flushed a lot, and we have a history of that as well. Back when Mexico won a state championship, they were a high-flying ball club as well. And that's my one regret, is that I missed those guys just by a couple of years here at KXEO. But on the football side, I would say I've enjoyed Steve Haig's reign as much as anybody else. Steve is one of those guys that, you know, you would personally, I would feel comfortable sending my son to play for Steve. And Darren is the same way as far as basketball is concerned. I mean, they genuinely care about their players. You know, they want what's best for them. And, you know, I've seen some coaches that I wouldn't necessarily say that was at the top of their priority list, but we're very blessed in Mexico to have those two in charge right now.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, we're going to take our first break. We're going to come back with our second segment of Meet the Community here this morning with Michael Doherty, the manager, the general manager of KXCO on KXCO.